This is HPR episode 2065 entitled, What's in My Bag, and is part of the series, What's in My Toolkit. It is hosted by Tony Huzak at TonyH1212, and is about 5 minutes long. The summary is, this is a short episode about what I carry in my geek bag at various times.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello again, it's Tony Hughes for HPR Radio. This is my second podcast for HPR, and at the end of my last one, I said I'd probably do another one about what's in my bag. It's a bit difficult, that, because I have several bags. I don't have one of these fancy rucksack things that several of my geeky mates have, but I have several different computer bags that I use for various different things. So I'm going to talk about what I have geek-wise, which will appear in my bag at various different times. To start off with, I carry around a Lenovo X201 Core i5 dual-core computer with hyper-threading. This is quite a nice second-hand laptop that I picked up off eBay a couple of years ago. Previously, my laptops have been obtained from a computer auction locally, but this particular one wasn't available at a computer auction, so I managed to get hold of one on eBay for a very reasonable price at the time. I also have a Lenovo X200 tablet, which is the laptop with the swivel screen, which is a touch screen and can be used with a pen, which is quite nice, and I keep this as a backup machine. Added to that, I have a number of Lenovo X61s, which again I picked up at the computer auction. These are smaller 4x3 form 12 inch laptops, so then they're not widescreen, but they're core two Duos, 1.6s, and they're quite powerful little machines, and by standard you can put in up to 4 gigabytes of RAM, but I believe there is a hack around and you can increase this to 8 gig. So, you know, for little computers for using as netbooks, these are very good machines. Like I say, I've got three of them, one of which I've put a new battery in, and I plan at some stage to put an SSD in, and it serves me quite well. Other things I carry around with me are related to Raspberry Pi. I have several Raspberry Pis. I was one of the people who got the original 256 Model B, and I still have that, but it doesn't see much use these days. I've now got a couple of Raspberry Pi 2s and a Raspberry Pi 3, and I've also got a B Plus that is knocking around in my bag as well. I use these when we're attending Raspberry Jam, and for testing them I've got a Motorola LapDock, which I've got the cables for now, and I use this to hook up the Raspberry Pi to test SD cards, etc. To go along with the Raspberry Pis, I usually carry around several micro SD cards with various Raspberry Pi distros on them. I've currently got the latest Raspbian and Open Source Media Center and Ubuntu Mate for Raspberry Pi on SD cards. But I also have SD card writers on the laptop, so that if needed, I can always copy another image to a card if we need to at the club or at Raspberry Jam at any time. As well as Raspberry Pi related paraphernalia, I also usually carry one of my external hard drives. I've got a My Passport 500 gig one that I usually have in my bag, and that has all sorts of different things on it, but particularly it has a number of Linux and Raspberry Pi ISOs or images on it that I can access when needed. So that's quite an essential part of the tool bag. Well, that's about it for this episode. Hope you found it interesting, and I hope to be back soon. Thanks very much.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.